Feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you say,
get a load of it.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, amen. As we said before, y'all, it's that time. Need to get out those pencils, get out those papers, and get ready because King Arthur is in the house. He's in the building, and he's preparing, amen, so he can share that relevant word with you, the kingdom-building principles that are going to help you maximize your walk with God and to revolutionize your whole attitude about serving God. Pretty much the thing that I've shared with you is already done. That's basically what the kingdom is telling you about, amen. And I like how King Arthur brings it home that a lot of time we've just been doing window shopping, amen. We ain't walked through the door yet. Amen. But until you're ready to walk through the door, then you'll be forever hoodwinked and bamboozled. You know, a lot of times when I was a kid, I used to see, you know, the shoes that I wanted, they had them mannequins of them in the store. And I think King Arthur gave that analogy too. You know, they showed the purses and the fur coats and this, that, and the other. And you could spend the rest of your life outside looking. But you know what? At some point, you got to make up your mind, I'm going inside. Because no matter how much money you got to go inside to redeem what's been given to you. Amen. And that's all Christ is telling us, that he wants to help you redeem before he comes back. He wants to help you to line up with his word so that you can walk in that authority. You can walk in the freedom. Amen. I tell people this too. Listen, when Christ came into my life, generational curses were destroyed. But if you don't know that, as Brother King Arthur say, you'll find yourself trying to do stuff to get the curse off you. You'll find yourself trying to do stuff to get this and to get that when it's rightfully your inheritance. Anything that I got, when I go, it belongs to my children already. But now here's the thing about it. If it's not rightfully done, then it can end up going into probate. And I think that's what didn't happen. A lot of y'all's faith didn't went into probate. King Arthur want to help bring you out of that. He want to bring you back to the place where you can just now, you know, get what God said is yours. So,
amen. 1 second,
Bishop. Oh, okay. He's still getting it together there, y'all. So, amen. Y'all just hang on just a little bit because he's going to bring that word. He's going to bring it, amen, and I get a chance to enjoy it too. And that's the blessing about it, amen, learning how to function in the kingdom, because that's what it's going to take. If you don't learn how to function in the kingdom now, then think about that. How are we going to function in the kingdom to come? Huh? We pray that prayer, thy kingdom come. thy will be done. But if we don't learn how to function now, and think about this, Jesus has then already told us, because I love his teaching, because it's just going back to what the model prayer that Jesus said. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They're functioning up there in the God's kingdom in heaven. We've got to learn to function down here on this earth in that kingdom, in that same kingdom. And as I said before, everything that we need, there's no lack in God's kingdom. King Arthur, he'll back me up on that. Ain't no lack in God's kingdom. There's nothing lacking in God's kingdom. But our faith, we just got to get there. Amen. And when we get there, then you know what we're going to do? We're going to share that same principle with our brothers and sisters. And you know what? Michelle, we may have to get right at the kingdom door, come from way up in the kingdom and come back to the kingdom door and say, hey, yeah, you, come on in. What you doing? Yeah, I was just trying to see was anybody there. Yeah, we here. Come on in. Come on. You know, don't stand outside. Country folks will tell you quick, come on in. I was just checking on you. Yeah, well, come on in. Have a seat. You want something to drink? You want something to eat? You know that's what hospitality. They want to give you that hospitality. And that's all King Arthur's doing, offering you that hospitality, telling you to come from the outside in. You ever heard that phrase, people on the outside looking in? That's what we're doing with the kingdom. We on the outside looking in and scared to go behind the door and to function in the kingdom. I love his analogy about Walmart. So Walmart got a lot of good stuff in there. But you can stand outside, and when them doors open, you can see all the good stuff in there. But at some point in time, you got to go past them sliding doors and get ready to redeem inside of that store what you'd like to have in your possession. And the same thing applies in that kingdom. Unless we understand the kingdom has come, you're still looking up to heaven for the kingdom. And Jesus then already said the kingdom of heaven is within you. Praise be to God. So I'm thankful to God that we're getting that. As a body, we're starting to learn that the kingdom is inside of us. Healing, deliverance, everything is already inside of us. Amen. Even that which Satan tried to dominate and infiltrate, Jesus brought it back and reestablished it. Even what Adam forfeited, Jesus took it back. And that's what people have to understand. And again, I like it because he's helping us, King Arthur's helping us to understand that, you know what, Lucifer ain't running nothing. Only in your mind he's running it. And if you let him, he'll run it in your mind. Remember, God only allowed Satan to buffet Paul. God allowed that for a specific reason, because of something special. You and I are not that special. We've been given authority over the enemy. And since we've been given authority over the enemy, we don't have to take that. Amen. We don't have to take that. And once you learn that, Paul helped us to understand that whatever prison that they try to put us in, if we don't accept it mentally, that's what they're sharing you about, that if you don't accept the bondage, can't nothing hold you. Can't no sickness hold you. Can't no poverty hold you. When you learn how to praise God and magnify him, can't nothing hold you. That's what the significance of that scripture is telling us, that when we learn how to praise God, can't nothing hold us captive. And not only that, we set people free around us. That's how wonderful this kingdom is. That don't know about the kingdom, we start to set them free. They didn't even ask to be free. But you know what? There's enough anointing inside of us to change our communities, to change our circumstance and situations. Not about to change it. It's already changed. It's already there. God didn't already change your circumstance. You just got to walk in it. You might be newborn in Christ, but you know what? Just like a real baby, everything you need to be a man is already in you. Everything you need to be a woman is already in you. You just got to mature and grow up. And that's what the assignment of real apostles and bishops and leaders for, help you mature in the things of God so that you don't misapply. Because just like God made you a man and gave you everything you need to function as a man, you can misapply that in a demented way and don't get the full glory that God intended. As a woman, you can misapply that body in a perverted way and don't get the glory that God intended to get in your life. Are you ready, King Arthur?
Amen.
All
amen,
right, I get amen. It, y'all, hallelujah. King Arthur.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, my brother.
You're welcome, brother.
Well, listen, the Bible says how good it is for brethren to be able to dwell together in unity and in strength and in oneness. And man, I mean, just bless one another. You know, Jesus prayed a prayer, you know. He said, Father, I pray that they might be one, just like you and I are one, that they might be one. Because when they become one like you and I are one, then, man, we can dwell in them, and they can dwell in us, and, well, we'll just be one. One in mind, one in attitude, one in purpose, one in destiny, one in character, one in likeness. And that one in character and destiny and likeness that it would be is that of the Most High God. Can you imagine that? Destined to be just like your Father in heaven. Destined to be that. That's the destination. That's the finished product right there, boy. When it's all said and done, we're going to be just like it. Glory be to God. Say that again, Arthur. Hey, listen. Set them on your mark and set go. First thing he did was finish. Set the finish line first. In every race, that's what they do. I don't know. I just jumped off into it. They start the finish line first. They set the finish line first. And then they say, on your mark, that means get ready. You know, that means on your mark means set your face flint toward the destination. What's the destination? The finish line. And then they say, get set, that means get ready. First thing on your mark, I mean, man, set your face flint toward the finish line. Because that's where you're headed to. Then they say, get set. Then they say, go. Watch, they finished the race even before they started. They set the finish line first. And then they back all the way back up, man, to a starting line. And then they say, on your mark, get set, go. And boy, it took off. Well, God set a destination, a finish line for your life. I don't care who you are, what you've done. I don't care what nobody say. Baby, that's a law in the kingdom of God called a law of life. Boy, that's a law in the kingdom, man. I'm going way past Mosaic laws and all that, man. I'm talking about the original laws. What's that, Arthur, boy? There's a law in the kingdom, boy, called a law of life. Okay. And, boy, that law right there supersedes, man, every law. What's that law, boy? In the old covenant, man, this is that law. And God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have kingship, rulership, dominion, authority, power, control, and influence over all the earth. Not over people, but over all the earth. Every circumstance, situation, and sentiment in their life. The earth going to be their territory for them to reign over the circumstance, situation, and sentiment in our life. Hey. And let them be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like this place I'm going to put them in. Boy, that's the law of life right there. Let me tell you something, boy. Ain't nothing can happen after that. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody do. I don't care what no devil did. I don't care what Adam and Eve did. I don't care what nobody did. Boy, you can't alter that word that had gone forth out of his mouth. That's why he said, I be telling you all the time, boy, he said the end first. He said, ain't no God like me, boy. I finished before I even start. Hallelujah. The indication, listen, this might be over your head, but the very fact that you are here and have started, boy, that's an indication that God already finished with your life. The very fact that you started, that's a purpose for you being here, boy. And the purpose for you being here, this purpose is going to prevail. I'm telling you, boy, that's a law in the kingdom. What's that law in the kingdom? Let me just make it plain and simple. Boy, what God said. I ain't talking about what God said through Isaiah and Jeremiah and Micah and all the Old Testament prophets. In time past, he spoke to us through them. But in this day and time, boy, I'm talking about what he said. I'm talking about what he said before there ever was a prophet, glory to God. Before there ever was a church as we know it. Before there was anything, a year, a day, a wind, a way. I'm talking about, boy, what the king say. What the king say. Let's make them just like us. And let them have kingship. All this other stuff that we're doing just means to that end, what? To that destination. Boy, that's the finished product. And when you know that, when you know, boy, that's an age-old question. When you know where you're going to end up, when you know that, man, you set your course towards your destination, however, boy, your purpose and vision, boy, leads you to it. But you already know where you're going. No, if the destination is set here, and boy, you start running all out the track and going all out somewhere else, out of town, everything else, you're going to take you a long time to get to the destination. A long time. But boy, if you stay in your lane, find your lane and stay in your lane and run your race. And listen, boy, the race ain't to the, and the prize ain't to the first one to cross, and it ain't to the fastest, it ain't to the strongest. It's to the one that, boy, just keep on running until you get to the destination. Because if you keep on heading toward that destination, baby, you're going to get there. Even if you died having not yet received the promise, boy, you can be just like old Abraham. Boy, Abraham, boy, God gave Abraham some exceeding great and precious promises. And the Bible says Abraham died having not yet received the promises, but he was fully that what God had promised him, he was able to perform it, boy. Well, let me tell you something, boy. Abraham looked forward toward the promises. Boy, we look back at the fulfillment of the promises. The promise was fulfilled. And Abraham was strong in faith, boy. He didn't doubt, boy. What do you mean? He said, boy, if the king said it, it don't matter what he looked like. It don't matter what it might appear. It don't matter what the deal is. Boy, there's a law in the universe called a law of life. What's the law of life, boy? What the king say? What God said? Thank God, like I told you, for what he spoke to us through the prophet and what he speak to us through the fivefold ministry and what he speak to us through one another and encouraging one another and building up one another and all those things like that. Thank God for that, boy. That's what they had to find in the body of Christ. But, boy, there's a voice. Let me tell you something. I'm talking about a more sure word of salvation. What's that, boy? Boy, when you can discover, man, what the king say. And when you get in on that. Boy, Jesus spoke something one time in Matthew chapter 5. He said, you have heard that it has been said. And he started quoting more of the sayings of the Old Testament prophets. But then he turned around and said, but I say unto you. Boy, he started saying, boy, that which was, watch this, not in the beginning, but that which was from the beginning. That which came from the beginning. Jesus said, hey, I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about no beginning, I'm talking about funny. That which was not in the beginning, but that which came from the beginning. That which came from him. His original word. Boy, that's like a treasure that's hid in the field. See, the whole Bible is a field. And they got all kinds of other little stones in there and treasure in there, boy, but it got a pearl in there, but a great price. It's like a treasure that's hid in the field, boy. But if you find that treasure, you discover that treasure, and you go sell everything that you got. You come back and purchase that field, boy, so that you could get that pearl, so that you could get that treasure. Because that treasure is everything that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl is searching for. What's that? All the peace that you're ever going to need. All the joy. I ain't talking about happiness. Happiness depends on happenings. I'm talking about joy. I ain't talking about any kind of joy. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. I'm talking about that joy from come from being in the literal presence of the Lord. In his presence, the Bible says, is fullness of joy. What that joy at? It's in his presence. It's in us coming to the knowledge that, man, I don't care where you go. The Bible says, even if you make your bed in hell, I'm there, that your Father ain't never going to leave you. And he ain't never going to forsake you. It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter if your life in the fiery furnace. It don't matter if you're in the lion den. It don't matter if it ain't but one set of footprints. It don't matter about none of that. Well, God, purpose going to prevail. He ain't no devil, ain't no circumstance. You, me, nobody else. Can't alter the word that had gone forth out of his mouth. And boy, when you come to the knowledge of that and the integrity, man, of his word, let me tell you something. If there's anybody we ought to be able to trust, it ought to be God. You might not be able to trust me. You might be able to trust so-and-so and he and he or she or whoever. Well, boy, if there's anybody we ought to be able to trust, man, it's Almighty God. He's not a man that he should lie. He's the son of man, and he had to repent about anything he said or none of that, man. If he said it, boy, he going to do it. If he spoke it, he going to bring it to pass. And, boy, when you understand the power that's in the king's word, I ain't talking about no president, no prime minister, and all these politicians. They give you their word and everything else, man, then go right back on it, man. I can't fulfill it. I ain't talking about that, boy. I'm talking about the word of a king. Hey, and, boy, what the king say, go, man. And boy, when he listen, especially when he speak from his throne. Oh, Herod told that woman, man, wrote his daughter, say, look, you dance with me and I give you everything up to the half of my kingdom. And boy, she said, okay, man, you know, that's fine and everything else. Boy, what that woman say, he asked what you want. And she said, I want to hear to John the Baptist. Boy, that's the last thing you want to do, kill John the Baptist. At that point, anyway. But boy, when you spoke that word, I give you anything that you want. In front of all these little dignitaries and everybody else, man, you can't go back on that word. Even though he didn't want to kill John the Baptist, boy, he said, come back, man. They come right back with John the Baptist head. Why? That's the word of the king. That's just a natural king. Can you think, man, I'm talking about the word of the Most High, the King of Kings, the Most High God. When you speak that word. And boy, when you understand the word of a king and the authority of a king and the power of a king, and then we begin to line our words up, boy, with his word, man. I remember one time I was walking back in 1982, and I was walking down the streets of Lake Charles, man. I couldn't find no job or looking at everything else, man. And I was just going around saying, boy, I'm blessed, man. I have abundance and no lack and everything else. Just quoting scriptures, you know, positive things, boy. And then I told the Lord one day, well, because wasn't nothing happening for me. I would go put in an application, couldn't get no job or nothing. And I kept on confessing the word of faith, saying, boy, you call those things that be not doing what. And boy, I told the Lord one day, I say, Lord, man, I just feel like I'm lying. And God spoke something to my heart, changed my life. He said, how can you be lying saying what I say? I'm going to say that again because that might have went over your head. God told me one day, man, I was speaking his word and confessing his word. And boy, what I was speaking and saying wasn't what it was in reality, in the natural. And I told the Lord, you know, Lord, I just feel like I'm just walking around lying. I'm saying, man, I'm blessed and I ain't got a quarter in my pocket. I'm saying I have abundance and no lack, man. I'm saying I'm here by the stripes of Jesus. I'm saying, man, all these things. And I just feel like I'm lying. And God said, how can you be lying saying what I say? I said, oh, Lord. I'm going to say that again. He told me, how can you be lying saying what I say? I don't care if it ain't that way in the natural, man. Let me tell you something. I'm not a man that I should lie. No, Lord, if I said it, I'm going to do it. If I spoke it, that's going to come to pass. I'm going to bring that to pass. Why? Because he's not a man that should lie. Well, and he speak, man, I'm talking about, man, listen, if it take him 1,000 years, because he don't live in time. If it take him 100,000 years for it to come to pass, he don't live in time. He live in eternity. In eternity, 1,000,000,000,000,000 years is just like a poof. It's just like a second in time. So he ain't concerned about that. All I know is his counsel going to stand. Even above all our plans. Many are the plans in our heart, but it's the purpose and the counsel of the Lord that's really going to stand. And when we understand the integrity and the power and the authority that's in, man, not knowing any word, I'm talking about, boy, the word of a king. And if you ever get the king to talk to you, man, he got to back up his word. That's how important it is for us to develop a personal relationship with our Father in heaven. Why? So that you can get him to talk to you. Because, boy, when he talks to you, his word is law. I'll say that again. What is the law, man? His word is law. And I ain't just talking about them Ten Commandments law that he gave to Moses for the children of Israel. I'm talking about, boy, his word, the word of the king. When he speak, his word is law. When he speak, especially like I say, when he speak from his throne, not when he send his message, man, to somebody else. That's him speaking too, but I'm talking about a more sure word of foundation. I'm talking about when he speaks himself directly to you. Let me cut to the chase. Hey, listen, it's all right, man, for you to hear what I'm saying and be encouraged, man, and everything else through the broadcast and through other ministries that come on here that encourage you in the word of God and everything else. Man, I ain't talking about that, man. I'm talking about going past that, man, where you can hear, man, what he say for yourself. Only purpose why he's speaking to you through me, boy, is to help you discover, baby, that you don't need me. Listen, you ain't got to have me, boy, to hear, man, from the Lord. He won't talk to you. I'm just like he talked to me. If to talk to you, he won't talk to you, too, in the same way. So that he can use you to do the same thing, talk to other people, too. He want to talk to you personally so that, man, you can get in on what he's doing. What? Bringing everybody into a personal relationship, man, with the Lord. What do you call that? Winning souls. Well, to my church, to my denomination, to my ideology, to my belief system. No, winning souls to the kingdom of God. What the kingdom of God, boy, getting in on in the king's kingdom, in his kingdom? What's the kingdom of, what's the territory of the kingdom of God? All of heaven.
That's his territory. Who's the king of it, man? Almighty God. What is he the king of? He's the king of the, excuse me one second. He's the king of his territory. He's the king of his territory. I got a little sidetracked here. I'm trying to do a Facebook page at the same time to help get the word out. But he's the king of his territory, and the heavens is his territory. The earth belongs to us. He want to establish, boy, his governing influence and his governing rule, man, and everything else, boy, to you. Representing him. Manifesting him. Being like him. Let me just a few things and I get it together. All right, there we go. I hope I'm a little bit got it back together. Anyway, you know, it's God's destiny and purpose and plan for all of our lives. What is that other boy? That boy, he used us. That we come to the reality and the knowledge and the understanding of the importance, boy, of his word to our lives. To get in the king to speak to you. To allow him to use us, boy, as the fivefold ministry to edify you to where you come into your personal relationship, boy, with your Father in heaven, man, and you begin to manifest his word in the earth, man. The same way, boy, Jesus did. Doing what, man? Not speaking any word. Speaking God's words. To what? To all your circumstances, all your situations, and all your symptoms. Ruling and reigning in life. How are the boy? Through your governing influence of him. Doing what, Arthur? Ruling and reigning in life. How? Through your governing influence of him. That's God's plan for your life. That's God's desire for your life. One more second. Let me get this together. It's always been his plan, always been his desire for our life. I got a little distracted, you know, but let's just pause for a minute and let's go to our Father. We're going to come back to this, and we're going to take out where we left off at. That God want to speak to you himself. That he want to speak to you himself. Bishop, I'm on my knees here just to entertain them and minister to them for a while just till I get this together. We're going to perfect something here. You know, we got one desire, and that desire is to get God's word to his people, you know, to get his word to his people. And we're going to perfect this. And we're trying to do something with on our radio broadcast using Facebook Live too. The purpose, boy, is just to get the word, I mean, spread abroad to all nations. He said, go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. Bishop, if you just for a second just minister to them, I just have to put one part together and then I think I can be able to fix the problem that I'm having with
you. All right. Not a problem. King Arthur having a few little challenges there, and that's all they are. It's challenges, not problems. As we said before, it's all in the wording. Amen. Sometimes we learn to get those wordings right. Amen. And this world is full of challenges. Amen. We're going to face challenges till the day the Lord come back. But you know what? The Bible said many are the afflictions. That ain't bad, but a challenge. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And what happened? The Lord delivered them out of them all. So that's what it's all about. And with today's technology, I'm not a geek or a guru, but I find that stuff kind of challenging too. But you know what? King Arthur knows that I've been faced with some challenges from a technical perspective myself, and the Lord has come in. And I'm a living witness that there's nothing too complicated for the Lord. Nothing. Amen. There's things that I didn't know. Amen. Things that I asked people to teach me that they weren't ready to teach me. And you know what? The Bible tells us, you have not because you ask not. And a lot of time, we be asking people when we should be asking the Lord. And I declare, King, I know what I'm talking about. I went to the Lord and said, Lord, look, you teach me.
Yes, Lord.
You show me. And God taught me. You ready, King?
Yes, sir. I think so, Bishop. I think I was. Well, we got to perfect this, y'all.
You in there now. Yes, sir.
I promise you.
Yes, sir. You in there. You in there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. promise you, we're going to get this together, and we're going to perfect this. And before you know it, we're going to be going into all the world as a testimony. We're going to take this message to the ends of the earth, to all the world, as a testimony. What, boy? That the kingdom of God, boy, is not only at hand, but it's available to us, and it's within our reach. Hey, listen, I promise you, God has a great destiny and plan for our life. Let me tell you something more right quick while I stop here for a moment. I'm still a little bit out of whack here, and I got it really together. But let me tell you something while I'm right here. The last thing the devil really wants, boy, he don't never want you to understand, boy, what I'll be trying to share with you on this broadcast. Well, about how important the word of God is to all of our lives. He don't ever want you to know that. He don't ever want you to get to an understanding of that. He don't ever want us to come to the knowledge, boy, of really what I'm telling you. He don't mind you hearing it with your ear, but he don't really want you to hear with your spiritual ear what I'm really saying to you, boy. That, boy, how important, boy, the word of the King is. It's called a law of life. And how important it is for us to understand the word of a king and how important the word of a king is to all of our lives. It don't matter, you know, who you are, boy. That's the main thing right there. If you can get the king to speak to you, if we can get God to speak to us, you can take that word to the bank. And, boy, I'm talking about that's what God want to do. He want to speak to us through one another and then get one another through speaking to us through one another and edifying one another. To build us up, man, to where we can hear the glory of the Lord for ourselves. So that you can come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the church service, all the way into the very presence of the Most High God. Like what I was talking about, where there's joy. Where that joy at, boy? It comes being in his presence. Well, that's in his presence. And what do you want, boy? He don't want to speak to you from afar. He don't want to speak to us like he way up in heaven and we way down here on the earth. No, he want to come whisper in your ear. He want a man, not only a man whisper in your ear, but boy, he want to speak to your heart. He want to speak to, boy, that which is on the inside of you. He want to, boy, this is how close he want to be with you. He don't want to just be around you. He want to be so close to us till he on the inside of us, wall to wall. I told you like we started out saying, boy, that we might be one. And Jesus prayed that prayer. Father, I pray that they might be one. This is how close he wants us to be. Us and them and them in us. That's closer than them among us and them around us. I'm talking about them in us. How you get them in on the inside of us, boy? By understanding, boy, the word and the power of a king. The power of a king's word. That's kind of hard for us to understand. It's kind of hard for me to really get the message, the kingdom message across to most people because I'm dealing, man, in a religious belt. I'm dealing with a lot of religious spirits that are out there, not the people. The religious spirits, boy, that will have the people in bondage, man. I'm living in the Western world, man, where we don't have a lot of concepts and understanding of kingdom and kingdom influence and kingdom power and kingdom life and kingdom principles and kingdom protocol. Because we live in a democracy and in a republic. Well, boy, the democracy in a republic, you have your opinion, and your opinion matters, you know, and you voting in your officials and everything else. But in the kingdom, man, you know, it's totally different. In the kingdom, man, you have your opinion, but when it comes down to your opinion versus the king's, what the king say, your opinion don't mean nothing. You don't vote no king in. Hallelujah. Well, because in the kingdom, what the king say go. He rule. He the embodiment of the kingdom. Everything in the kingdom, man, belong to him. Even the subjects, even the citizens, all the civil. They got all these things, man, about, you know, the tithe and everything else going on. Man, listen, if you understood the kingdom of God, man, this ain't about no tithe. In the kingdom of God, they're talking about 10%. In the kingdom of God, man, all of it belong to him. Well, you get up, man, in the morning saying, Lord, thank you, man, for allowing me to use it. Thank you for allowing me to partake of all this that's yours. Thank you for allowing me to partake of the air that I breathe. Everything in his kingdom belongs to him. Even you belong to him. And boy, when you understand that, boy, when you understand kingdom life and kingdom living, boy, and how to roll in the kingdom, it won't matter about no 10%. See, you realize that, boy, he owned it all. The 10% and the other 90.
so there ain't about no tithe. Then that way, man, when you realize that he owned it all, then you give him your all. You don't give him your 10%, you give him you. Because if you give him you, then he ain't got just your 10%, he got everything. He got the whole 100. 10%, but you got to give him you. How you give him you, boy, you got to get him. He said, you draw nigh to me, I draw nigh to you, baby. The more we relinquish and release of ourselves and say yes, Lord, to your will and yes to your way, man, the more that old man died day by day, while that new man is being renewed day by day, man, growing in the grace of God. How is he renewed day by day, man? By fellowshipping and communing with the King. Listen, you can't talk to God on a daily basis, I'm talking about, and not develop and grow. You can't come into his presence on a daily basis, man, and not have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Even in the midst of fiery furnaces and lion dens and onslaughts and everything else, baby. Why? Because you'll know something. What you'll know, Arthur? You'll know that everything is all right. You'll know, like I said, boy, you'll know that destination. You'll know that finish line. And, man, on your way to that destination, what's that destination once again, Arthur? That you just like him, created in his image and his likeness. Who said that? The King said that. That's the first word he said. That's the first word that came out of his mouth, articulated, man, and concerning men, mankind. Now, what the devil come and said, man, in Genesis chapter 3, you think that can nullify, man, what God said, man, in Genesis chapter 1? You think the devil's voice and the devil coming on the scene, man, and doing what he did, man, can stop, man, what God already has spoken in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 31? You think, man, the law that came 430 years after God had made the promises to Abraham, man, you think the law that came 430 years can make a none effect the promises that God made to Abraham? You think the breaking of the Ten Commandments, man, and all these things and all faults and mistakes and weaknesses and inability and shortcomings, man, can alter, man, the word that has gone forth out of the Most High God's mouth? Ain't no way, baby. What's the deal, Lord? Boy, you got to get in on what he say. How you get in on what he say? This is what he said, boy. If you seek first the kingdom of God. Now, see, I got to put some emphasis on. Most people put the emphasis on seeking the kingdom of God. Now, let me help you with that. The emphasis is on seeking first. Just like you go after wholeheartedly something that you have a passion for. And you go after it wholeheartedly. First. I ain't talking about just haphazardly. I'm not talking about going to church on Sundays, man, and serving the Lord. But I'm talking about, man, seeking first, boy. What's the kingdom of God? What the King said. Like I told you, thank God for what he has to say and what I say and everything else. Boy, don't put your faith in the wisdom of a man. That man, purpose for that man, to help edify you, man, to go past him, go so to the King yourself. I kind of tell you, man, that, man, you can go boldly to the presence of the Most High God yourself, just like you are. When I say just like you are, I don't mean just go no any kind of way. I'm talking about, boy, because you can come through, man, a process that he has provided for us. What? The cleansing blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, has washed your white as snow, even though your sins like scarlet. He washed your white as snow. For what purpose? So that you can come, man, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. And even in the presence of the Most High God, even though your sins are like scarlet, baby, they start falling off. You can't remain in that way, boy, in the presence of the Lord, boy. You are awake to righteousness, man, and you are sinning less and less and less and less until you reach the fullness of the stature of Christ, until you reach the finished product. What's the finished product, boy? Created in his image and likeness, ruling and reigning, man, on the earth forever and ever and ever and ever. And it's in our lives here on earth, boy, just like it is in heaven forever and ever and ever. And the governing system of heaven, boy, is set up on this earth, man, forever and ever and ever. And the functioning principles, boy, not of the religion, not of the democracy, not of, man, the republic that we live in, but the functioning system, man, of the government of heaven. Can you imagine how that governing system, man, is operating? with integrity, glory to God, with holiness, with fairness, with justice, man, not to some, but to all mankind. Boy, that's the governing system. Listen, Jesus didn't come bring no religion to mankind. He come wearing with a government on his shoulder. What? A ruling authority. Listen, the ruling authority of this country, man, is the government. They call him Uncle Sam, baby. He ruled everything. We hire and elect officials, man, to officiate certain offices of the government. But the man, the big man, you know, they call him Uncle Sam, that's the U.S. government, the Constitution. And we the people. But the ruling authority is the government of this country. It's governing system. Well, that's what Jesus Christ came to bring, man, the ruling authority of heaven, the governing system of heaven, the way heaven is governed. The way the kingdom of heaven is governed. And, baby, if we would learn that government, man, and learn how to operate in that government, then it can begin to become and be in our lives here on earth. Just like it is in heaven. That's why Jesus told us to pray, what? Father, let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. On earth, just like it is in heaven. When your kingdom come. What's your kingdom? Your governing influence. Come, when listen, good news is, boy, it didn't came. It been here 2,000 years ago. But the problem is, boy, you don't know about it. That's why God said, my people, man, are perishing because of a lack of knowledge. You don't know about it. And because we don't know about it, man, we still try to get, man, what's already ours. I'm going to say it again. I've been saying that a lot lately. Boy, we're trying to get what's already ours. That's what makes it so difficult. You try to get what you already have. Instead of just having what's already yours. Just having the peace that passes all understanding. Yeah, but you don't know what's going on in my life, man, when all the time you got the peace that passes all understanding. You got joy unspeakable and full of glory. You got the Holy Spirit, man, living on the inside of you. You got the life of Almighty God living on the inside of you. You got a finished destination, man, that's already set through the course of your life, man. It's already set. And that plan and that destination that God had for your life is to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future, man, eternal life. All the heaven, all of the treasures of heaven, all your inheritance, all the heaven, to give that to you, to get you to that finish line. What's that finish line, boy? We created in his image and his likeness, man, and we ruling and reigning, boy, over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in our we ruling on earth, and it's in our lives here on earth, just like it's in our Father's life in heaven. Boy, that's the finished product right there, man. And, boy, I'm just like Paul, boy. I keep pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Boy, what do you mean that high calling that's in Christ Jesus? To be just like, boy, my big brother. To be just like my master. I ain't talking about man to be, man, subjected to him. Yes, as far as ranking is concerned, authority is concerned, and who he really is and everything else, but I'm talking about, boy, to function no less than what how he functions. To think no less than the way he thinks. To walk no less than the way he walked. To talk no less than the way he talked, man. I ain't trying to be no Baptist, Methodist, Church of God, Christ, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, all that, man. No, I'm just trying to, I ain't just trying. Boy, I'm becoming who I already am, boy. Who I already am, man. What he said about me, boy, I'm just like him. I ain't read the mark yet, boy, because I'm in the race. And I'm going to run this race, baby. And I'm going to run this race with faith, hallelujah. Faith in what, Arthur? Faith in my denomination? Faith in my belief, man? Faith in my ideology? No, I'm going to do like what he said, what? I'm going to seek first, man, and keep on seeking first, boy. Not what the preacher say, what the king say, glory to God. Well, I want to know what he said. David say, Lord, I want to know your precepts. Everybody else want to know your concepts. Everybody else want to see your mighty works in your hands and see the thing that you're doing. And you supplying all their needs and everything else. But, Lord, I want to know, boy, what you thinking. I want to know what's in your heart and what's in your mind, boy. So I got to know about 60. Why? So I can know you, Lord. And, boy, if I can get you, Lord. Most people, man, trying to get the provision. David said, I want the provider. Most people try to get the healing. David said, no, I want the healer. Most people try to get, boy, saved in every area of their life. David, not Arthur. I say, I want the Savior. I want the healer. Listen, I'm talking about first. I ain't seeking after the healing. I want to know him and the power that's in his resurrection, boy, that'll raise me up from any affliction, man, that God got, even if it's in death. Glory to God. I say that again. Even if it's in death, if he got to heal, listen, the ultimate healing, man, come through death. In the kingdom. Hallelujah. What we do until then, boy, we just keep running this race. Keep fighting, boy, the good fight of faith. Keep on, boy, what, boy? Seeking first the kingdom of God. Boy, I want to know what the king say. Can you help me, man, find out? I want to tell me what the king say. So I can get in on what he say. So that way I don't have to put my faith in the wisdom of a man, but I know him for myself. Yeah. You know, they say, I say that again. Boy, so I know him for myself. I ain't talking about the God of my mama and the God of my grandmother and the God of my ancestors and, boy, the God that my daddy knew and whoever knew and everything else. I'm talking about, boy, I know him for myself. I know him for myself. I know him for myself. But that's what my desire is for your life, man. That's why I come on this radio broadcast, man. Don't matter, man. Boy, I want, boy, you to know that, boy, there's a going on in your God until you reach that destination, man. Till you know what that destination is. All of the kingdom of hell. All of the kingdom of hell. You operating in that. You living in that. You done gone behind the door. What's the door? Jesus. He's the door to what, Arthur? Into all of your inheritance, everything that you lost in Adam's disobedience. Well, through his obedience, everything that we lost in Adam's disobedience has been, not going to be, not want to be, has already been restored back to us over 2,000 years ago. And boy, the devil don't ever want you to know that, man. So he want to keep you from finding out, man, what the king says. And the integrity and the authority and the power of a king's word. Well, when you understand that, man, I'm talking about what he say, and know that that's what God say, and let your faith and develop and develop in that, knowing what God said. Listen, if the enemy tell you no, and you apply with something, and the enemy say, hey, no, you can't get it and everything else, man, that don't nullify what God say. You can take what God say, man, and turn around anything that anybody else say. His name is above every name. Let me say it plain and simple. His word is above every word. I don't care what the doctor say. I don't care what the judge say. I don't care what the Social Security people say. I don't care what the disability people say. I don't care what mankind say. I don't care what the governor say, what the mayor say, what the senator. His word is above every word, glory to God. The Bible says his name is above every name. In Revelation chapter 14, boy, it says, and his name shall be called the word of God. What's his name, boy? That's the word of God. And boy, God's word is above every word. His word is above even what the prophet said. His word is above what Moses said, what Abraham said, what Daniel said, what David said, what Hezekiah said, what Ezekiel said, what Arthur said, what Reverend so-and-so said, what the Pope said, what all of us say. His word is above all that, baby. What that is, boy, that's the word of a king. What it is, that's a primary law in the kingdom. That's the number one law in the kingdom. That's the first law in the kingdom. What's the law in the kingdom? What's the law that God has designed us to live by? The Mosaic law? No. That's in the past dispensation. Boy, you're living in a whole different dispensation of the grace of God, where the Mosaic law has been fulfilled. And listen, watch this here. Not one jot, not one tittle, man, going to be done away with or nothing concerning the law until it's all fulfilled in your heart and in your mind and our lives and everything. Let me say it plain and simple, baby. It's going to be fulfilled in you when you come to the knowledge that it's already fulfilled. And you just start heading, charting your course toward that destination, that finished product. What's going to happen to the sin and the disobedience of the law? That's going to be falling off, man, day by day by day. The old man going to be dying day by day by day, while that new man going to be renewed day by day by day. But you're going to be going from what are the glory to glory to glory to glory. How are the, even as by the Spirit of the Most High God. What's going on, Arthur? Boy, I'm talking about what God is doing. Not by power, nor by might, but by his spirit, boy. What is he doing, Arthur, man? He's taking a fallen children who fell, man, in the race, man, and picked us back up, showed us the destination, and started us back on course toward that destination and plan and purpose that he has for our lives. And that's why he said that word, boy, many are the plans in your heart that you didn't came up with, and they ain't all bad plans. Many are the plans in your heart. You got good plans and everything else, but boy, your plan is a joke compared to the plan that I got for you, boy, said the Lord. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the purpose of the Lord that's going to prevail, boy. His counsel is going to stand. And, boy, since I found out something, what you found out, Arthur? I found out, boy, that this heaven and this atmosphere and this earth that we're living in now, I found out, boy, that one day all that's going to pass away. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, boy. But I found this out, boy, what the word of the Lord going by forever. Say that again, Arthur. One of these days, boy, church as we know it and all the things and this life that we know it here, man, as we so joining through this, man, stage of our life, boy, in this race, man, one day the race going to be over with, man. They're going to be, listen, but the word, all that's going to pass away. There ain't going to be no more pastors and prophets and evangelists and teachers and churches we know it and choirs and all that. No, there ain't going to be no more of that. All that's a product of the fall, man. All that's a product of us, what we're going through, man, as we're running this race. Boy, when we get to the destination, what we do, Arthur? I think the simplicity of it is what make it hard for us. What, trying to give what we already have? I keep saying that and I keep coming back to that. Well, you find out the destination, man, and really understand the destination that God has for your life. Well, that's all that's in the kingdom, what I'm talking about. Like I told you in time past, you know, all we have been doing is really laying down a foundation of that the kingdom has been restored, rediscovering the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel that Jesus preached. Not just the gospel of Jesus, we got that, but rediscovering the gospel that he preached, the good news that he preached. What good news did he preach about a ruling authority? What a ruling authority? The ruling authority of a king. The word of a king. And what would be the results of, man, us coming to the knowledge of the rule and authority of a king? And you'll come to the knowledge that all of the kingdom of heaven, that territory, that rule and authority of that king I'm talking about, his territory, what's his territory? All of heaven. You'll discover something, what? A good news, a gospel. In the Greek word, evangelium. What you'll find out, boy? You'll find out, boy, that all of that territory, all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. What you'll find out, Arthur? You'll find out that all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. That you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I ain't talking about something that you got to do to earn. I ain't talking about no work that you got to do, man, to get and to be a good, become good and good at two shoes and quit doing this and quit doing that. If I do this here, you know, I'm going to get this. No, that's your inheritance. It belongs to you. It's yours. But in order for you to get it, you know, you can't stay no little bitty child. You can't be, man, stay no grow up to maturity. So that, man, you know how to be good stewards of all that God has entrusted into your life. Like we were saying earlier, man, it don't matter about no 10%, the controversy that they're having about this, man, what these people saying, everybody saying, man, listen, in the kingdom of God, man, you gotta know about shut that boy, God on everything. 10%, man, I tell you, man, listen, God, you, because, boy, you willing. No, Lord, you on everything. I won't give you no 10%, I give you everything. Now, you have me to distribute it as you would have me to do it, man. In the kingdom, man, listen, I told you, that's the difference between man, living man, in the dispensation of the law and living in the dispensation, man, of the kingdom. In the law, baby, yeah, you had to follow those guidelines. Why? Because that was a means to an end. What's the end, boy? To get you back in the kingdom. Well, in the kingdom, man, ain't no 10%. You give them everything. Everything. Lord, I give you all of me. Not just a portion of my life, not just a part of my life, Lord. I give you all of me. Lord, I belong to you, man. You my source. You my sustainer. You the one created me. My life is in your hand. I'm the sheep of your pastor. You're my father. You're my source. You're my sustainer. You set me up here up on this earth, boy. You. I belong to the king, glory to God. I'm his responsibility. My life is hid in his hand. Come what may, boy. Let me tell you something. It don't matter, man, how I check out of here, boy. If I go out in a blaze of glory, if I go out in a plane crash, if I go out, man, in a disaster, all that don't matter at all, baby. In the kingdom, man, you don't listen. How you leave here, it ain't even no issue. Whether you leave here, man, at birth, whether you leave here in an abortion, whether you leave here, man, in a tragic death or a tragic accident or a murder or a car wreck or a plane crash or however devastating, boy, the way you leave here might be, man. When you understand the kingdom, man, it don't matter, baby, how you leave here. What, boy, is more important than that, boy, in the kingdom, man? It don't matter. I'm going to say it again. In the kingdom, it don't matter how you leave here. Because to leave here, man, to be in the presence of the Lord, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. So it don't matter how you leave here or whatever suffering or trial you might go through, because in the moment, in the matter how, boy, in the twinkling of an eye, boy, you'll be in the presence of the Lord. And that won't even matter how you got there or when it was when you got there. Lord, the Bible says, boy, the suffering of this present time ain't worthy to be compared with all of the glory, boy, that God has in store, man, for all of us, for his children. Well, that's in you growing up in the kingdom. Now, you grow up in religion and all those things like that, then you know you might miss out on all of that. You grow up in Christianity and everything else, then you won't understand nothing I'm talking about. You grow up in the kingdom, boy, you become, boy, listen, boy, you become, man, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Know what a royal priesthood? That's a king and a priest. What's a priest? That's our spiritual representation. What's a king? That's a ruler. You'll be ruling in life by applying your spiritual principles. The spiritual principles boil up the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Not the spiritual principles of religion and churchianity and Christianity and all that, boy. The functioning principles of the kingdom. And if you seek that, boy, you'll learn that. Let me tell you something, boy. You can be in the kingdom, but just because you're in the kingdom don't necessarily mean the kingdom working for you. You got to learn about the kingdom. You got to grow up in the kingdom. I heard Bishop say the other time, man, listen, you ain't got to build a kingdom. Jesus Christ already came and established that on the earth, man. What we got to do, boy, is advance it. Continue establishing it, man, and advancing it, man. Boy, taking it to the ends of the earth. Well, a kingdom that's already built, that's already restored back here. What kingdom it is, Arthur? The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. For what purpose, Arthur? So that it might be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. For what purpose for that, Arthur? So that it might fulfill, boy, that word that came out of the mouth of the king. What word is that, Arthur, boy? The law of life. That's a law in the kingdom. What's that? The law of life. That's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. That's the word of the king. That's what the king spoke. First, that's his original word about you that was articulated. That's the first word that recorded that was articulated out of his mouth. That was the thing that he thought before that. The Bible says this way, he already chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. So even before he thought, man, he already had, I mean, even before he spoke, he already had in mind what he wanted. That's his precept. Before he even spoke it, what his desire was and what he wanted, man. He already decided that. Hey, listen, my time is about up here, you know, and it's time for me to get out this radio broadcast. We're doing some things on the radio broadcast, and those of you who are on Facebook, you know, hey, listen, that's a message that we want to have to get out. And, boy, all this that we're doing now is kind of, I don't know how they call it in the world out there. We're just freestyling, you know, and it's just, it's raw, you know, ain't nothing edited, ain't nothing done right. Boy, I promise you this, we're going to perfect this. We're going to perfect, man, what God has given us to do, boy, and that's to go into all the world and take this gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth as a testimony to every nation. We're going to perfect this. So I ask you to be patient with us and then, you know, share with us. Share with your friends, you know, this message. Because if you ever hear what I'm saying, you're going to want to hear it again and again and again. Here, listen, here's the message.
just one message every time. All of the kingdom of heaven is available to every last one of you out there in the sound of my voice. It don't cost you nothing. Well, what you